To quote the great Yogi Berra, it's deja vu all over again. The Yankees, just three outs away from a three-game sweep over the Houston Astros, completely collapse in the ninth inning. Is the series victory good, or does that loss really hamper the Bronx Bombers as they head into the break? We'll talk about it and more on this brand new episode of the Pinstripe Talk podcast, which begins right now.
You are listening to the Pinstripe Talk podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to yet another edition of the Pinstripe Talk podcast, powered to you by Delahanty Media. I'm your host, Nick Delahanty. We were so close to getting a three-game sweep, a sweep that felt like the Yankees desperately needed. However, instead of talking about a three-game sweep over one of the team's most heated rivals, we're now talking about how Game 3, especially the bottom half of the ninth inning, could be a turning point in the New York Yankees season. And not to be the bearer of bad news, but in a negative way. It was a jam-packed series, and although the Astros struggled offensively in the first two games of the series, they surely came alive in that final inning of the three-game set. Like I said earlier, we have a lot to talk about. We are going to cover the entire series. We got to talk about that guy, Gerrit Cole. Man, was he phenomenal in his start. We're going to talk all about that. We're going to talk about the Yankees' performance in Game 1 and 2, and then break down especially Game 3. Talk about what we would have done in that situation, given the fact that Aaron Boone left Chad Green out to dry with Aroldis Chapman well-rested in the pen. A lot to talk about, a lot to debate, a lot to discuss as the New York Yankees head into the All-Star break. Before we get into it, reminder, follow us on social media at PinstripeTalkND, my personal account at Nick Delahanty, and of course we're on Facebook by looking up and searching Pinstripe Talk Podcast. Our brand, the Delahanty Media brand, is also available on all social media platforms, so make sure you check that out. Just type in the word Delahanty Media or go to our website, DelahantyMedia.com, for more news and information on our show and all of our shows that our brand proudly supports. And of course, you're already listening on whatever podcasting platform fits your needs the best. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and review. All your support is definitely appreciated. Now, I don't like to hold you guys up. Let's get right into this series. And the Yankees got off to a great start in this one. The pitching is the standout performer in this series by far. Let's start with Nestor Cortez. Gets his second start. He goes into the fifth inning, throws 74 pitches, does not allow a run, only two hits. Against a good hitting Astros team, although they didn't have Bregman and Correa, they are still a very potent lineup. He was very good. The Yankees got what they needed out of him, and with the hole in the starting rotation, Cortez is proving that he's a guy they can go to every fifth day and could give them quality innings. Yeah, his pitch count's not up there because he was mostly working in the pen early on in the year, but with the Yankees' current need in the rotation, maybe Cortez gets a couple of more starts to see what he can do as the Yankees look to stretch him out a little bit more. After Cortez, you got the trio of Lickie, Green, and Loaisiga, shutout, dominant, only one hit combined, allowed between the three. The Astros only had three hits as a team. The Yankees' offense had 12 hits. Although they only had four runs, the 12 hits were still important to note. The key moments in this game, top half of the fourth, an RBI double from Gardner to right field scored Urshela and Odor. And then in the top of the seventh, you got another double, one of the best at-bats of the year, off the bat of DJ LeMahieu, double down the left field line, scoring Gardner and Wade, 4-0 Yankees. That would go on to be your final. Yankees get a big win in Game 1 of this series. Important to note, Miguel Andujar lands on the injured list. Remember, he was having the wrist issues. The Yankees finally decided to put him on the injured list. Michael King, who we talked about, is also on the injured list with his finger issue. Looks like it should be a temporary thing. Hurt himself in the weight room. And after this game, Jonathan Loaisiga goes on the injured list, the COVID list. Hopefully he's doing okay. In Game 1, you saw Tyler Wade get the start in left field. Very odd to see that. No Tim LaCastro on this one. Wade did go 1-for-4 and scored a run, so he did have a solid outing. The Yankees had a couple of guys with multi-hits. LeMahieu had two hits at the top of the order, followed by Judge, who had two of his own. And then you look at Gleyber Torres and Gio Urshela a little bit down the line. They both had two hits as well. The big hits, of course, were off the bat of LeMahieu and Gardner. So, nice start to the series. Yankees go on the road. Houston hasn't been friendly to them, but they're able to go and win this one, knowing that they have their ace, Gerrit Cole, on the mound for Game 2 and a potential series-deciding game in the middle of this series. And of course, you guys know how Gerrit Cole has been struggling of late. There's been a lot of speculation around him with the sticky stuff and, you know, the whole ordeal. But in his first outing against his former team in Houston, Gerrit Cole showed why the Yankees paid him that big deal just a year ago. Cole was phenomenal. He goes a complete game. Goes completely old school. I felt like I was watching games from the 90s again. 129 pitches to get through this one. He was incredible. Only allowed 3 hits. Walked 2. Struck out 12. But the big part of this game, we're going to take you right to the 9th inning. Yankees hold a 1-0 lead, courtesy of an Aaron Judge home run. And we're going to get to that in a minute because we want to break that down as well. It has a tie to game 3, so we're going to leave it there. This is how the bottom of the 9th happened. Cole lets up a leadoff single to Altuve. And right there, only with a 1-0 lead, you got to be saying to yourself, what is Aaron Boone going to do? Nola Wisca, Green threw a lot of pitches the day before. Chapman's been iffy. What will he do? Boone allows him to face Brantley. Gets him to fly out to center. He strikes out Gurriel. Now, the Astros are working the count, making him really use up his pitches. And you could just tell that Cole is not giving in to this one. With Yordan Alvarez coming up to the plate, you know how much success Alvarez had earlier in the year against Cole. Boone makes a mound visit. And I'm saying to myself, oh, dear Lord, don't take him out. Please don't take him out. Gerrit Cole fights his way to stay in the game. A very, and I mean very, animated mound visit where Cole, as he said, was shouting expletives at Boone saying, keep me in, let's go. Boone says he wasn't taking him out. I don't believe that. I think Boone wanted to take him out. Nonetheless, Cole talks himself into at least one more batter. And what does he do? He unleashes pumping fastballs past Alvarez to strike him out to win the ball game. Yankees go on to win 1-0, but you have to be really impressed with what Gerrit Cole was able to do. Yes, there was a lot of motivation on his end, pitching against your former team. Also, you know, all the speculation with the Astros, your new team currently hates your old team. So for him, there's a lot more incentive. And of course, I'm sure of the fact that he is not happy with the way he has pitched of late. He comes in, he has a great start before the All-Star break. And yes, the Yankees use him for a lot of pitches. There was talk he was going to throw an inning in the All-Star game because he is an All-Star. But with the outing that he just had, Aaron Boone asked Kevin Cash not to use him in the game. So you will not see him if you watch this year's All-Star game. But nonetheless, Cole was incredible. If you're a Yankees fan, you got to be happy he's not pitching in that game. Save up the bullets for the second half. And hopefully, he has this fire moving forward throughout the second half of the year. Important to note, after the game, Aaron Boone mentioned that he thought it was going to be a short outing for Cole. Not that he thought that the Astros were going to have their way with their former ace, but Cole was on an IV in Seattle. He was not feeling well. He was sick, but he didn't look it on the mound. He had a lot of energy, a lot of passion. He was getting fired up. You got to love seeing that from your ace out on the mound. It took us back to the days of Mike Mussina telling Joe Torre to stay in the dugout. Right there, I got chills thinking of that situation. So, nonetheless, great outing from Cole. Luckily, he's feeling better. Hopefully, it's nothing that lingers moving forward. But knowing that the bullpen was short and that their main piece of the bullpen and Chapman was struggling, Cole knew what he had to do and battled through for this team. We talked a little bit earlier about the Judge home run. That blast came in the top half of the third inning. And as he rounded third, Judge made a little motion to cover up his shirt, kind of mocking what Jose Altuve did back in the 2019 ALCS. Yankees having a little fun with it. You could tell it was a little motivating for them. After the game, Judge mentioned that, you know, when the roof is closed, it's a little cold in there, so he was reminding his teammates to button up and cover up. And they made a joke out of it for the rest of the weekend. You saw that whoever hit a home run got covered with a jacket. And the Astros would respond. Now, I don't understand most of the time why teams decide to mock, but in this situation, I could get it and I could understand it, and I thought it was funny. I know there was a lot of people that were against it and were like, oh, you know, it's going to backfire, it's going to backfire. And in the series, eventually, it did backfire in Game 3. But nonetheless, it was something that got this team actually showing some fun and enthusiasm. It's something that we haven't seen a lot of this year. You know, you go back to the thumbs down with Todd Frazier, and you go, there's just certain things you could point to that really show a clubhouse camaraderie and things like that. So to see that from this Yankees team, I thought it was good. You know, I get it. You know, the Astros thing is behind and it should be in the past, but I think this team was just having a little fun with it. And I hope that they could continue to have some more fun into the second half, because when your team is showing that they're having a good time, you play better. The teams that you watch on a nightly basis, you can point out the teams that are playing well. They're having fun with it. You know, the Red Sox pushing people in a cart through the dugout. The Mets, you saw when Brandon Nimmo robbed the home run, Marcus Stroman waiting for him, and they're jumping like they're basketball players on a court, or football players, like chest bumping. They're having a good time. And those teams are having good years. You know, I feel like there's so much pressure with this Yankees team that they kind of lost that sense of fun. The urgency is there, yes, but you do also have to have fun. It's a long, grinding season. So to see that, I was very happy with it. And yeah, of course, it did backfire, because in Game 3, the Yankees had another epic collapse. And I say another because this is the second time in just a week that we saw it. Listen, at this point, I'm convinced that the New York Yankees are not only allergic to sweeps, but they're allergic to final games of series. It's absolutely incredible. Let's take you through a little bit of this one first. Jameson Taillon on the mound, he was good. Only allowed 2 runs. Both runs were really mistake pitches. They were home runs. One to Martin Maldonado. You saw him open his shirt in response to Judge. And then you saw a Kyle Tucker home run on a slider that he clearly missed his spot. And with his type of slider, if you miss your spot, it doesn't drop the way that a typical breaking pitch would. It's supposed to drive through the zone, and Tucker, as a lefty, was able to just drive it into the right field seat. So the Yankees actually had a 7-2 lead in this one. Let's take you through it. Sanchez scored on an error in the third, made it 1-0 Yankees after the Maldonado homer. Tim LeCastro, the Ithaca alum, hit a home run to right field, his first as a Yankee. That was followed up an inning later by a Gleyber Torres single, making it 3-1 Yankees. After the Tucker homer in the sixth, the Yankees offense added more insurance runs. Gio Urshela singled to right field. Great hustle on the play before by Torres to steal second and then just get in ahead of the tag at the plate. And Gary Sanchez hit a homer in the top of the eighth to left field to make it 7-2. And at that point, I'm sitting here and I'm saying to myself, okay, they really are going to do this. They're really going to sweep. They're going to drag us all back in and think that they're back, but they did not do that. Domingo Germán was in relief for Jameson Taillon. Remember, Germán made that relief appearance in Seattle after his root canal issue. The Yankees, I guess, wanting to get him more work, decided to bring him in to piggyback Taillon. He went into the ninth inning, and we're going to take you through that ninth inning, okay? So, with Taillon on the mound, it started with a Gurriel infield single. Then, Tucker hit a double to left field. Insert Chad Green, coming in with a 5-run lead. Both runs on base, inherited to Germán. Now, right away, you could tell that Chad Green just did not have it. He comes in, immediately lets up a double to McCormick, followed by a double to Toro. A pinch hit single from Castro. That made it 7-5. You got a line out from Maldonado, and here comes the man who has done it to the Yankees in the past. Jose Altuve, home run to left field, a 3-run shot, ball game over, a 6-run ninth, caps off a heartbreaking loss for the New York Yankees. To put it into perspective, Major League teams this year are 493-2 when leading by 4 or more runs entering the ninth inning this season. The Yankees have both of those losses. To also put into perspective, the Yankees now have two losses in the past 12 days in which they led by four more runs going into the ninth inning. They had zero such losses in their previous 7,619 days prior to that. Incredible. Now, a couple of things you can pinpoint here. Number one, Altuve got the last laugh. His shirt came off at the end of the celebration. You know, the Yankees trolled a little bit. The Astros came back. The rivalry's heated. You know, it's good for the game, I think, personally. You know, you don't see a lot of heated rivalries anymore. This one definitely lived up to the hype, especially in Game 3, although it didn't go in the Yankees' favor. The second thing, why didn't Aaron Boone make a change? That's what I'm trying to figure out. I think, like, Yankees fans and people on Twitter know when Boone's pitchers have nothing better than Boone does. You know, with the All-Star break coming, I would have started Green to begin the ninth inning. I would have never brought him in a situation like that. Yes, you're trying to preserve the lead. You have five runs. You're thinking Herman could get you through it, but I would have just turned the ball over to Green. He's got a couple of days to rest. Use him up. It's not like you had to play the next day and you were trying to save Green. You know, let him start off with a clean inning. Maybe things would have been a little different. He didn't have it. What I want to know is Aroldis Chapman that far in the doghouse that the Yankees are not going to use him in close games or high leverage spots? Because if that's the case, we're in trouble. The only way he's going to work out of this is if they put him on the injured list and make up some kind of injury and let him rehab in the minor leagues, or get him back on the mound. With a five-run lead, don't you think that was a good time to at least try it? With Chad Green waiting in the loom? Yeah, obviously, you don't know what Chad Green's going to give you, but if he comes in, you know, it might have been a different situation. It might have been a different ballgame. But, of course, you can't second-guess it now. It's just a heartbreaking and defeating loss for this Yankees team, who is building up so much momentum heading into the All-Star break. And the one thing that makes me sick about the loss, I think in the most part, is they walked 14 times in this game. 14! But yet, they left 14 guys on base and only were 3 for 16 with runners in scoring position. So yes, we can make the case that ninth inning was the crucial point of the game and that ended up costing them. But the Yankees could have added on so many more runs and missed out on so many opportunities. And it's been a story of the first half. For those of you who've watched the Yankees throughout the year, their biggest issue has been hitting with runners in scoring position, doing the little things to get guys in. It's been a season-long issue. And I can't tell you how quickly my opinion on this team changed in a matter of 40 minutes. After the Sanchez home run, I'm sitting there and I'm like, man, this is great. They're bouncing back. They're going to head into the break with a huge momentum spin. They have big series coming up after. This is a turning point. But now I'm sitting here and I'm saying to myself, maybe this was the turning point to lead them to being sellers at the deadline. If this is what we're going to get from this team, are they really contenders in 2021? I have my doubts. You know, they took two steps forward and five steps back. And it seems like that's been the case for this team all season long. And if they want to compete, they're going to have a massive second half. And that begins with the stretch after the All-Star break. We talked about it. You got the Red Sox. You got the Rays. You're going to see a lot of them. You have to win ball games. And if they don't, the Yankees are quickly going to be in the minds of many as being sellers. So what went from looking like a three-game sweep ended up being a disappointed series win in my eyes. Yes, I say it all the time, and I'm sure you're going to go back and quote me. You win 2 of 3, it's a good series. But if you watched any part of it, if you caught any bit of the highlights, the loss doesn't sit right. The way they lost that game and lost the series sweep doesn't sit right. You know, I hate to say that if you get outplayed and you lose a game in the series, it feels better, but losing the way they did and having Altuve own them again just did not sit right. So for me, I'm glad we're at the All-Star break. They have a little momentum, and obviously it got hurt by when Altuve hit that home run. I think it could have been a lot higher heading into the couple of days off. But the good thing is they're winning ball games and they're finding ways to win. Jameson Taillon looked better. Gerrit Cole, what more could he say about his start? They're starting to piece certain things together. They're still a long ways off. It's going to be a quick turnaround after the break. You know, they have a lot to prove. They don't have a lot of time to do it. With the trade deadline looming, there's not a lot of time for them to make some noise to prove, hey, cash, add some pieces. We're ready to contend. We're here to compete. 4.5 out in the wild card, 8 out in the division. A lot of work is left to be done. But the schedule favors them. If they're serious about being contenders, who better to play than the teams ahead of you in the standings? Fourth place definitely doesn't sit right. And hopefully they come out with a fire after getting a couple of days off to rest. Now, our coverage is not done for the week. We have a brand new episode that is set to air on Wednesday for all of you. Wednesday, that show will air. It is our mid-season report card show. Make sure you don't miss that one. I'm very harsh of a grader. Trust me. You want to tune in for that one. And of course, we're going to have a series recap of the Boston series and keep you up to date with anything and everything that is going on with regards to the New York Yankees. Until next time, my name is Nick Delahanty, and I'm the host of the Pinstripe Talk podcast, powered by Delahanty Media. Enjoy the All-Star break, and we look forward to talking some more Yankees baseball with you in the near future. Take care, everyone.